Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias,
two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
It's been a day.
It has been a day, hasn't it?
There's been a lot of sighs today.
You're faithful, though.
Big sighs. Thanks. And I do want to say that some of those sighs, meaning all of those sighs, were related to the podcast.
Yeah,
with all these difficult things that I've had, technology and equipment and just the stuff. So, you know what was funny is as I was coming over here, I kept thinking about, remember that Martina McBride song, This One's for the Girls?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, This One's for the Girls, about 25,
yep.
A little apartment, just trying to get by, all that. You know, and then it kind of progressed through ages. Okay. So, I just feel like This One's for the Girls. This is today, this moment is for the girls that are struggling with fulfilling dreams and seeing breakthrough and pushing through when adversity is coming through.
Things you've wanted to go right and they're just not.
When everything seems to be harder than it should be.
Yeah.
This is for the girls. So we are going to have a little different episode
than we had thought. And even prepared for.
We were
so prepared.
Oh, yeah. So, little backstory. We did a fantastic interview this week with a woman we cannot wait to introduce you to, but it's going to have to wait till next week. She is a true Steel Magnolia, and you will meet her via this podcast, but not on this episode. So we will press on. We are Steel Magnolias. That's what we do.
That's right.
But it just, you know, wanted to be real and say it just, things didn't work out the way we thought they would this week with this episode. And
so we're going to have a sister chat.
Yes.
And talk about Southern stuff.
As we love to do. And actually, that's one of my favorite topics that we cover, our sister chats. So all that aside, your house smells like bacon right now.
It
smells wonderful.
Freshly made. Yes. So the last couple of times, I think this was the third time that I've made bacon, I made it in the oven.
Okay.
That's my new thing.
Well, that's
making it in the oven.
That's the next thing way I'm going to try and make bacon because I'm tired of getting grease.
It pops everywhere.
Popped up on me.
Yep. And the other thing I love about the oven method is it's very evenly cooked.
It is.
And it's very flat. You know how in the skillet, how it wants to curl?
It curls.
And you can smash it with the spatula and get
right.
It pretty flat. But this is straight up just flat.
And you didn't even cover yours, did you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you set your temperature on?
So you put it on, this is what I have learned from just looking it up.
Yeah.
350, but you put the bacon on the pan in the oven right when you turn it on. Like, it's good for it to be in there as it's warming
so
up.
So there is no preheat.
So don't preheat and then put it in.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that does seem to work really well. So you just go ahead and put it in, put it to 350. And I can't really tell you exactly how long because different ovens are different. So I just kind of watch it.
Like, about how long? Are we talking 20 to 10 minutes? 20 to 30.
Okay. I think for mine it was about 20.
Okay. Well, yeah, because
25, yeah.
At the beginning it's at 0 degrees.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then it is recommended to flip it over.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, I just use your discretion on that too. That's, you okay. know, that it's obviously sitting in the grease.
Okay.
So, you know, you can flip it or not flip it, but it's going to cook all the way through because it's just sizzling in that grease.
Yeah.
Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yes.
But anyway, I'm really liking that way of cooking. And, you know, I hosted a breakfast this week, this
yes.
weekend.
I got
and
to come.
Everybody brought things, and the girl that brought the bacon, hers looked beautiful, perfect.
I know, perfect.
And she said, oh, I made it in the oven. And I'm yeah. like, that's my new thing.
That was bold to sign up to bring bacon.
Yeah.
And for it to be enough to feed a crowd.
Yeah.
Because that's all.
That is. I mean, it had to
that's
be.
Risky.
See, there was 10 total people.
Yeah. yeah.
So, I mean, she had to have made a couple pounds.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, good job, sis.
And it, I made, do you want me to talk
oh,
about
yeah.
what I made?
Yeah.
I made for the breakfast two different things. One was just a fruit salad that called for navel oranges, mm-hmm. blood oranges,
okay.
and grapefruit.
All of those were easy to find?
Easy to find.
Okay.
Just, you know, peel them.
Yeah.
Where they're all in just the separate wedges.
Yeah.
But then you make, and we've been talking a lot about simple syrups.
We have.
So you make a mint simple syrup. So it's just
okay.
the sugar, water, and then you put mint leaves in there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you do the sugar and water, let it dissolve. And
right.
then just at the very end, throw in the mint leaves
okay.
while it's cooling.
Okay.
And then strain it.
Okay.
And you put that over the fruit so it's not super tart.
It was
really
good.
And it has kind of a minty, just a little touch of a minty.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
And it was big chunks. Like you left, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You left it
in
wedges. You didn't
yeah.
cut it down mm-hmm. smaller than that.
So
it was pretty.
And I just thought it's nice to have some kind of fruit that's in season. And that's kind of what's in season right now.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked that. And
yeah.
then I made like a monkey bread. That had, you know, brown sugar and pecans.
I'm always in for monkey bread.
Oh, that kind of goodness.
That was so good.
It fell apart, but who cares?
It didn't matter. That's what's so funny about monkey bread
yeah.
is it doesn't require the cake stand
yeah.
display. You
yeah.
can just plop it in a bowl and
yeah.
yeah.
And it was so, and it was, yeah, we had all kinds of yummy food.
It was good. I had a little bit of trouble cooking that many eggs. I was cooking 18 eggs in your cast iron skillet.
We probably should have done it in two batches
I should
or something.
Have.
But that's okay.
It was,
but I still tasted
part
good.
Of it was browning, but live and learn.
That's right. We're doing a lot of living and learning this week, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Flying by the seat of our pants. So I don't know if that's a Southern term or not. Hey, I got to go to a really cool exhibit I wanted to tell people about if you're in and around the Nashville area that's at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I went last week as part of the University of Tennessee alumni gathering. They
okay.
do different things. And this one was really special because this one had nothing to do with sports in a sense. It was actually to honor the husband and wife duo who wrote Rocky Top.
Oh, how cool.
Which is the
yeah.
iconic song of the University of Tennessee Vols. So they were being honored with a special, it's going to be a year long exhibit.
Wow.
I did find that out.
Okay.
And they have on display their ledgers where they actually wrote songs.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize that they wrote so many more songs way beyond Rocky Top because they wrote a bunch of songs for the Everly Brothers that
okay.
recorded them.
They
and
had some great songs.
They wrote like Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Wow.
And you can actually see like
the handwritten.
Their notebooks.
Ledgers.
Yes.
Wow. That's cool.
So,
I want to get down there at some point then. If it's there for a year.
Yeah. So it just opened. It's, you know, it's small. They've gathered everything they can. But they
That's
even
cool.
have the hotel key from the Gatlinburg Inn, which is in East Tennessee, where they wrote Rocky Top. Because they didn't write it in their own home.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
They went away. They're a husband and wife duo. They went away to kind of have some songwriting dump on paper time. And they were supposed to be writing something different. I don't know if they were supposed to be writing a love song for somebody or what, but they, yeah. They
that were, is adorable.
They just pelted it out.
Wow. And,
anyway, so
I'm
that
so
was.
I'm so fascinated by songwriting too. Like just how people.
What a gift.
Do that. Yes.
What a gift. Yeah. So I was very pleased. Honestly, I almost got a little emotional.
I bet. At you've sung it so many times your pages. Whole life, and there it is. That's where it was birthed.
And even to see, like, a line crossed out,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
So,
they
you
changed.
Know,
that didn't work.
And I would read it, and I would go, oh, my gosh, I can't imagine if it said that. That's a
that
totally different, you know, angle.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It's great. I want to redo a visit to the Hall of Fame because I haven't been. Since it's been opened. And I only went to that one particular small exhibit, so.
That's, lots to see there. There's still so many Nashville things that I either haven't done or haven't done in so long that it would be like it was new.
I know.
Again.
Well,
so.
I mean, restaurants for starters. I heard that there are 109 restaurants planned to open in 2020 in Nashville.
That's insane.
That's just ones that they know about. I mean, who knows who's got a dream in their heart that's got plans
right.
to do
just
something that hasn't
right
applied for a permit. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
anyway. And that's just Nashville. So that doesn't even mean that's probably the metro.
Right.
Area.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and NASCAR is coming back to Nashville.
That's right. You told me that. I just can't even believe that. Well,
that's
I can, but.
Interesting thing.
That's a new dynamic, too.
Not something Southern that you and I get into, but certainly a lot of Southerners do.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We'll have to do a whole episode on.
On NASCAR.
Racing in the South. I'm in my Steel Magnolias t-shirt.
Oh
did
goodness.
We ever tell everybody that our mom
no.
got us these? You'll
matching
have to read
shirts.
It because I can't remember what it says.
It says, there's a little steel magnolia in every Southern Belle.
Yeah, so mom got us these for Christmas. And they're short sleeves, so I haven't really worn it
yeah.
very much. But it was 60 degrees here today, so I have it on. But yeah, I just thought that's
so,
so
cute.
We eventually, once we're a little bit... you know, bigger of a podcast. We'll have shirts, I believe.
Oh, I do too. We've even kind of talked about
that'd be
different
fun.
Ideas
yeah.
and that. But
we
yeah.
threw around ideas to see what we would want it to say. Or
I got a funny text this week, and it was funny because it was from you and Philip and your husband.
Yeah.
And I had just seen the same... You saw a bumper sticker.
Oh, love this bumper sticker.
And I
sticker.
Had just seen it like 2 days prior. So it's obviously somebody that lives close by
okay.
here in Franklin.
It's a neighbor of yours, yes.
I guess, because we've both seen it. It's adorable. It says,
And
also with y'all.
Right.
And it's like from the...
As a nod to, and also with you.
Right. The peace be with you,
yeah.
and also with you.
Right.
And
that
so
would
it
be...
just says, and also with y'all. And I thought it was so adorable.
Should we end each show like that? Peace be with you.
And also with y'all. At least this one. Let's end this
That's
one.
So great.
So cute.
Well, I did want to remind everybody that The Color Purple is going to be in theaters this coming weekend, February 23rd.
Sunday.
And that is the only day mm-hmm. you can find it. There's a couple of show times in the theaters that it's playing, and it's playing nationwide. It won't be in every single theater, but it's in a lot of theaters. So if you haven't had a chance to see that film, I would highly encourage you to do so. And you can get tickets through fathomevents.com and, you know, do it. Get there, you know, go ahead and figure out who you want to take. And if you get there early, look for the...
Slide
the Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias podcast
advertisement because we partnered with them to make sure people knew about that film coming back to theaters. So, okay, a couple of things about books.
Okay,
so I'm teeter tottering around on. I do some audiobooks
uh-huh.
now. I'm in that app that you told me about, Libby, where
yes.
I can.
Listen
your through the library
books.
So I do those, but then I also like to
actually hold one,
read
sometimes.
One and read. Yeah. So I tend to be a little more I don't know, stringent on my time on things that I'm actually reading.
Holding yes. in your hand.
I don't know how to decipher between the two. Versus an audio. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because I can multitask.
Right.
And do
but
that.
But if you're sitting and that's all you're doing, you want it to be good.
Right. So I got into this, I don't know, scenario this week where I was like, how long do you give a book before you go, I've given it its time? Like, how many chapters or pages?
That's a good question.
Do you give an
because
author?
Because it's not fair to just barely get in. Right. And go,
but how far is like, nope, this is the book. Like, if it hasn't hooked you yet,
yeah,
then you're not going to get hooked. So I didn't know if you had any thoughts.
The number that came in my mind is you need to read 3.
Okay.
That just came in my mind as kind okay. of what would be a good gauge.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, there's been on occasion, if there's a book that, let's say, three or four people have told me, like, you need to read this.
Yes.
You need to read this.
Yes.
And I start it.
Yeah.
And it's not tracking.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I then get rid of it.
Right.
It's a pause for okay. me. Because sometimes it's like, just not the right season. Does
That's
that make sense?
That's very true. Yes.
An example that has come up recently was this book called Hinds Feet in High Places.
Yes.
It's kind of an allegory. It's heavy in the sense of the subject matter.
Yeah.
And the first time I tried to read it, I don't know if I just needed something light and funny or what,
yeah.
but I just was not getting
like,
it.
This is a hard no, right? Or a hard pause. Yeah.
But when I did read it, wow, it's so good.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad I didn't just like get rid of the book.
Right.
Because I had purchased it.
Okay.
Not knowing yeah. if I was, you know,
yeah.
what it exactly was. But yeah, if it's a library book in particular, I might give up easier.
Well, and now
Does
you,
that make sense?
You can see if somebody's waiting too.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt a little bit of added pressure.
Yes.
Knowing I'm trudging through this. So it was an audio.
This one was book. Audio. Okay.
And it was actually, I think a listener recommended this to me, so I hope I'm not insulting anyone.
Different
but it was
people are in different places.
I know. It's called The Great Alone.
Okay.
By Kristen Hanna.
Okay.
And it's a story set in Alaska.
Okay.
And I gave it, you know, on audiobooks, you're not even, you're keeping up with the time, but you're also keeping up with like a progress bar.
Right. Or I almost wish they didn't have those because some of my books are so long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh Lord.
So I gave this 36% of the book.
Okay. That's totally fair.
This was after chapter 11. I feel like I gave it a lot of time. And in fact, at chapter 5, I was like, And I actually posted and put the question out there and nobody responded. I was actually talking about this specific book, though. I asked people,
how long do I
Is anybody read this? Is there a turn coming? Like, should I stick with it? No responses. So I don't know if it just wasn't known or nobody wanted to comment. But I was like, well, I'm going to give it till chapter 10. And chapter 10 didn't hook me. And I was like, I'm going to give it one more because I'm just
That's
listening.
Good.
I'm not even, I feel like yeah. I'm not even putting the hard work into it. After chapter 11, I saw one person was waiting. I was like, you're welcome.
It's yours.
You get it early.
Well.
I just can't.
Was it fiction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, difficult story of a abusive father. And just, it never felt like.
Redemption was
There was
coming.
A light coming.
Okay.
There's got to be a light that comes
yeah.
at the end of the story. So maybe if anybody's read The Great Alone, you can hit me up. With a message and let me know how great the ending is because I'm not one to return like you are. Like you pause and come back. I probably
Sometimes,
won't go back.
But now Marie Kondo says that books are so easy to get now. Just
yeah.
get rid of it.
Yeah.
But you know, as y'all, I've already told you guys, I differ on her with a few things, but.
That's fair. Well,
now that was funny in the sense of I listened to that as an audiobook, the Marie Kondo Art of Tidying Up. And then several people were like, oh, she has a Netflix show. I didn't like the Netflix show at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I'm saying like really, it. But I've never seen it either.
Didn't enjoy it. So I just think that's funny because obviously this book was very impactful on me, but yet I didn't enjoy watching the show. Like her helping other people do the process wasn't as good to me as just understanding the concepts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I think I'm going to stick with 5 chapters as my...
As your gauge.
Gauge.
That's probably fair.
And even that, I mean, chapters are different lengths in different books. So if it's long chapters, I'll probably go back to 3 if I'm reading it.
Now, you know, I listen to a lot of like nonfiction, like learning kinds of things. It's so funny. It's not unusual for me to go... and it's like 6 weeks wait, 12 weeks wait.
Oh, I know. I have one. There's even a cookbook at the library that I'm on a 12-week wait list for.
A cookbook?
Delighted Dish.
Interesting. I've never checked out a cookbook.
Well, I haven't either. But I just wanted to look at it because I've seen so many people posting on it on Instagram about it.
But you don't want to buy it. I don't want to buy it. See it and see that... You definitely think that.
Yeah, her whole premise is all the things, the vegan, gluten. Like, she gives you an option for, she has, like, all these recipes, and then she shows you. Gluten-free would be this. Vegan would be this.
Okay.
So, I'm not any of those things.
But you are still looking for your go-to.
Other people are.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you host people, you have to make things that they can eat, too. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, the Delighted Dish or Delightful Dish, one of those. So I came across a couple of expressions that I hear all the time, but sometimes since we're doing this podcast, I just think about things more.
Of course.
I pause and I'm like, why do we do that? Or why do they say that? So somebody was talking this week about something that was selling like hotcakes.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why do we say that? What is that? So all I could find was that was a synonym for pancakes?
Or like hoe cakes, I wonder.
And that was a popular item.
Okay.
Like, but I just think that's funny. Like, why isn't it selling like hot dogs? Or why isn't it selling like Coca-Cola?
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway. And then the other one that was funny to me that I thought of this week was, let me see if I can use it in a sentence. You know, we were over at her house. She was just hemming and hawing and just going on about...
Oh, yeah.
Like, hemming and hawing? In fact, the girl that was telling me this story, the other person that was in the room, like, she had to pause. She was like, what? She was what? Like, she was like, hemming and hawing? Like...
Trying to enunciate to make sure she heard it right. Well, what do you think that means? Just...
It's dilly-dallying.
Yeah, like not getting to the point.
Circling around the point. Yes.
Headed down rabbit trail.
So I guess that's the hem. All the way around?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
And I don't know what hawing is.
I don't either. I definitely don't know what that is. That's
going all the way around.
Hog-related for some reason to me. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
But you had that video this week, right?
I put this video on our friend Rachel Gilbreth's Facebook wall, or whatever you say.
Yeah.
In that.
It's still a wall.
It is from a site, I think it's called It's a Southern Thing.
Yes, that's a fun
page.
And
they put some funny stuff up.
Yes.
Well, they had a video of Southern Alexa.
Yes.
And Rachel, our friend Rachel, has such a precious, very Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
And
Alabama.
She's told me Siri does not understand her. So I knew she would get a kick out of this little video because Alexa, you know, it's a Southern version.
Right. Yeah.
So if you haven't seen that, check it out. It's a pretty cute little video.
And she like repeats back, right, in the video?
So it initially starts from this Southern girl that a regular Alexa does not understand her. So now they've come up with Southern Alexa, and Southern Alexa even talks back Southern.
Yes,
and if you ask a question and don't say thank you, she's going to correct you. And it's pretty funny. So.
Great.
Rachel said she was crying when she listened to it because it rang home for her.
We do kind of need a translator. I mean, there's even a commercial on right now where a guy's getting frustrated because, you know, his smart speaker isn't
it comes, that commercial comes on all the time, and moms get so frustrated because he's so full of anger.
I know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Smart speaker. Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, did you see our friend Candace went to see Madea?
Tyler Perry, right?
Yes. She went to the show here in Nashville.
Yes.
I think it was actually on Valentine's Day.
It was, yeah.
So she went with her sisters, kind of a sister night out thing. And there was a special guest that's sighting in the audience of Chris Stapleton.
That's crazy. Yeah, not on, came out on stage.
Like, no, he was seen in the audience, and apparently they called him out, and he sang Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
So cute.
I saw the clip. I mean, he sounded warmed up.
He sounded
like ready.
I love his voice.
So do you think he knew that was going to happen?
I have no idea. I mean,
I just don't know how you could be that ready on the spot to belt out Tennessee Whiskey.
Well, I don't have a singing voice. They were playing the music. Like,
right.
They were.
Yeah, he was an a cappella.
Right. Oh my gosh, his voice. Love it.
It's very
He sounds
good.
Like one of the old classic country singers to me. That's why I like his voice so much. Not like the pop kind of sound that so many of them are now.
Yeah. He's on tour.
Really like his sound.
I've never seen him. I would like to see him.
I would like to see him too.
But in the right venue.
Because I saw him like briefly at a pilgrimage, but that's not, I really want to see like his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the right venue.
Yeah.
I wish it could be at the Ryman, but
we want everybody to play the Ryman, but yet that only holds 2,400 people, so.
I also saw today that there's a Rascal Flatts farewell tour.
Oh.
Coming through.
Okay.
The country.
Yeah.
Their farewell tour. And I'm not a huge country fan.
Yeah.
But like, they've had enough hits. I think that would be a fun show.
That would be a fun show. Yeah. And they're probably going to give it their all.
And Nashville's the end of the farewell tour. So that would be really fun. And
I'm sure there'll be partying.
Lots of guests. You know, that's one thing about Nashville.
So true.
Seeing a show in Nashville is you end up getting sometimes a bunch of guests.
Yeah.
That'll come out and just do a song or something.
Yeah. Wow. Well, speaking of, we've talked a lot about Nashville. I'm going to go into this just real briefly as a teaser, because we want to do a Nashville episode at some point. But I was asked, what would your one day experience in Nashville look like? And so you and I talked about it. So I want to tell you real quick where I landed with things. Because some of them were a lot of them were your suggestions. I suggested start at the Loveless Cafe for breakfast.
Oh.
Tour the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So you would have to give yourself a couple of hours for that.
Mm-hmm.
Have lunch at Jack's Barbecue, which is right in the honky tonks.
Okay.
And I was practical about this. Like,
about timing?
Yes. I'm not sure if this person was, asking what would truly logistically make sense, but I'm literal, and so I'm trying to follow the rules. And so, lunch in Jack's Barbecue. I'm not saying that's the absolute best barbecue in town.
But down there.
But it would keep you around other things I would want to show you.
Yes.
After that and before that. So, Jack's Barbecue for lunch, everything smoked that you could imagine, brisket and all the pork you could imagine, all the southern sides you could imagine, right? Then walk around to the honky tonks, maybe pick up some souvenirs. Again, if you're only in Nashville one day, I'm trying to cover all the bases.
Stuff. Yeah.
And pop around, maybe go into Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, which is...
And I would say Roberts.
The famous honky tonk and Roberts, yeah. But it would still be afternoon time, but there would already be live music.
And the quality of even who's there on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is unbelievable.
Yeah. Then I would suggest going behind there to the Ryman Auditorium, which is the original Grand Ole Opry, doing a tour there because you get to go into the dressing rooms and onto the stage on that tour. And then dinner at, I was torn. I had everything from Henrietta Red, Etch, Husk, and the Southern on my list. So I'm sorry, I can't land on it just depends on the person. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good restaurants there down there. And then ending the day at the Station Inn, like you said.
Love it.
For some bluegrass, which is there 7 nights a week. But it is first come, first serve. So you got to get there.
Yep.
When the doors open or about there.
Yep.
At about 9 p.m. when the shows start.
So fun.
Wouldn't that be a fun day in Nashville?
That's a very fun day.
So it takes you out for the Loveless, but you would get to see some pretty Tennessee landscape.
True.
And then it brings you into town.
Seeing all
around all the touristy kinds of things. So that's
very
where
good.
That's where I landed with my Nashville question that somebody
those are good
posed
picks.
To me. So, well, I mean, we could chat all day, but we'll keep it to our typical podcast time, and we will continue to post fun things on our Instagram. So if you haven't yet followed us on there, go follow at Steel Magnolias Podcast. That's also where we do all our giveaways.
Yes.
So if you ever
important
hear us
to be following there,
talking about giveaways, we're always doing them through our Instagram. So,
and then if you haven't done a review, we really appreciate those.
Yes.
That helps us a lot. So if you haven't taken just a minute or two to do that, we sure would appreciate it.
Yes. Tell a friend about this podcast and the fun time you're having with it on your commute to work or wherever you might be listening. So have a great week, and we will see
peace
you
to you
and also with y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.